Hey, give these people a hand. These are the people that are responsible for all of us being here. This is Al Tucker and Nikki Grossman with the Urban League. Good morning. How are you?
We are fantastic.
That's the Fort Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau.
All right. Thank you so much for the accommodations. We are really, really, really loving it. The moon last night over the water.
That was great placement.
Thanks for the moon. Thank you so much.
We're going to do it again tonight.
All right.
Well, this is the big one. This is the harvest, the blue moon. This is the blue moon. You heard the song, Moon Over Miami?
It's Moon Over Fort Lauderdale.
It's Moon Over Fort Lauderdale today. Al Tucker.
Good morning, Tom.
How you doing, man?
Incredibly well. Thank you so much for having us today.
Yeah. How many people you got here in Fort Lauderdale?
We have about 8,000 folks with the National Urban League today.
Yeah?
Throughout this week. Yeah.
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 Black law enforcement.
And Nikki Grossman?
Yes, sir.
You are responsible for the Fort Lauderdale Visitors and Tourism here. How's it going?
Well, how's it going? Look around.
Yeah, I know. I know.
This is a high for us. This building has never looked as good. This community has never looked as good. The message of the National Urban League and the Tom Joyner Show is just ringing throughout the 1.7 million people who live in Broward County and the people who wish they did.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
Yeah. That's about 8,000 people right now.
Yeah. People don't know that the best beaches down here are in Fort Lauderdale.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah, give it up. Put your glasses on.
The prettiest beaches are in Fort Lauderdale.
And we've got a variety of beaches. There are 8 different types of beach communities here. You can go rustic and see beautiful sand dunes in some of them. You can go diving 100 yards offshore in some of our beaches, or you can just shop and eat in some of them, too.
Yeah.
So is it difficult attracting people to, I mean, you have just, you know, paradise here. What are the challenges, or what is it like attracting all these great organizations to Fort Lauderdale?
Everybody else wants them, too. That's part of that's the issue that we face most is our competitors, we're all going after the same kind of business. But for this business particularly, we really didn't think we had competition because there's no community that has the same sense of mission and purpose as Broward County does when it comes to the goals and the interests of the National Urban League. They reflect us and we reflect them, and it's just a wonderful thing. You've got to have something no one else has, and we believe we have a lot of things that no one else has.
No disrespect to J. Anthony Brown, but it's a good marriage.
It is. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what you got going on for the Urban League Convention, Al Tucker?
Well, basically, as you know, Tom, your message has always been about Black Lives Matter. Well, here down in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Black Dollars Matter. And the Urban League is making an economic impact of more than $10 million to this community, and those dollars are going into the community. And that's what's so important. We specifically have initiatives that target people of color. And one thing I love about working with Nikki, the CVB, is that we spend money on people that look like me. And at the end of the day, those
not
people...
Not exactly like you.
Well, they don't look... Not exactly.
Not everybody is as good looking as you, Al.
Oh, thank you so much. Now you're going to make me blush.
Or bad looking as you, Al.
But that's what it's all about. You know, when we talk about that, when the American, the National Urban League leaves on Sunday, the American Tennis Association comes in here, and we'll have 3,000 strong with that, as well as the National Black Elected Officials. So it just never stops, and it's really because we have a targeted initiative to talk to people in their language, and more importantly, we make sure that when they come here, we spend some money on them, too.
What percentage of the population is African American in the Fort Lauderdale area?
Well, the population is 1.8 million, and right now we're more than 50% brown.
Wow.
And when you talk about that, that's a major impact. And the thing that I love about what I do is I get to tell it locally and nationally, and we really get to show it through Nikki and our initiatives at the CVB.
Yeah.
And one of the interesting things about our visitors is that last year they spent close to $1.5 billion in the destination. This $10 million is Black hands spending green money into Black businesses, and that's one of the goals that our Convention and Visitors Bureau has, is to let the small minority-owned businesses in this community share in the profit of being a tourism destination, and nothing does that better than the National Urban League.
Give them a hand, y'all. Give them a hand. Thank you, Al Tucker.
Thank you so
Nikki
much.
Grossman.
Thank you, Tom.
21 past the hour.